Welcome to 100% Fresh with Two Chef Mission, where we bring a chef's perspective to the table that you can take to go. With over 10 years of professional kitchen experience each, we offer our insight on all things food for you each week. Our mission is to get you in the kitchen and cooking at home. Let's turn up the heat.
And welcome back to another one of our great podcast video casts
episodes 100% Fresh with Two Chef Mission,
and we're so happy that you joined us. You know, we're going to be talking about a few different things, but today we're focusing on the topic of what it's like running a business as a couple.
Yep.
And I feel like we're pretty qualified to say, you know.
Are we qualified?
I mean, we're married, 7 years? Almost 7 years, yeah.
Almost. It's not. It's. Okay, seven well, it's almost year. 7 years in this sense. This year, it'll be 7 years, but it's 6 years. But.
And, you know, we've been in business for,
like, 6 years. A lot of that time.
Yeah, like 6 years almost. 5, 6 years.
Kind of like. Get and, married, start a business.
You know, it's...
Let's go.
I feel
then
like...
Then have some children.
Yeah,
then make it's it, like all It's chaos. Like, I know, it's like... No, but it's funny because it's like, get married. Well, actually buy a house, get married, then business, and then children one, children two, and children three, and you're like, it's all chaos. Just load the chaos on.
It's like... It's like going to a buffet and just continuing to pile food on. It's like one of those cartoons where they show, this is how you should eat at a buffet, and they just pile a crap ton of food on top of each other, and you're just like, yeah, no, that's too much.
I don't like, buffets are not my thing.
No, I know buffets aren't your thing. That's why you're kind of giving me that look of like,
That's not how you do it.
Yeah. Well, anyways,
back this to is the not top what our episode is about. So, running a business as a couple.
Yeah, so we're definitely going to dive into some pros, some cons.
Yeah,
trying to find some good balance in the middle of it all.
Now, a little backstory is that we worked together before we were dating.
Yeah, we did back in our Disney days. Yeah,
2014. Yeah. Yep, so... Ironic, we worked together before we started a business together.
Yeah, we've been around each other for quite some time.
Gosh, too long.
Got almost 10 years. It's like 9 years this year.
You ignored my too long?
Yeah, I heard you say too long.
I was like, did you ignore it?
Yeah, I was just passively ignoring it. I was like, you know what, it was there. It happened. Mm-hmm. Just keep going. But
yeah, so we kind of had the experience of working together. So we already had, like, some experience working it. I think that was where I was going in the night, and I was like, I don't know where I went from there.
And I think some of the benefit of working together, so I'm just going to kind of dive into some of my pros. Some of the benefit of working together is that when you've been working together as long as we've been working together, and I know that's not going to be everybody, especially if you're just starting out on a business, really try to focus in and learn each other's strengths.
Definitely
find out where each of you will best thrive.
Yeah, because you can't both thrive in the same thing. Like, obviously same business, but like if you're both like, I'm really good at. Okay, well ours is cooking, but we're both good at cooking. So okay, that one we can both thrive in. But like, if we were both fighting over menu creation.
Yeah.
Then it makes it a lot more difficult with the headbutting, right?
Oh, for sure.
When you have different skills, which actually I feel like most people have different skills, you have to just find the good balance of skill sets so that, one, you're balancing your business out. Because for us, like, Two Chef Mission, we're the two chefs and Two Chef Mission, so...
We're the face of it. Yeah, we're all aspects of Two Chef Mission.
Yeah,
so one of the biggest things with finding where each of you thrive, like in our case, Melissa's super creative.
Mm-hmm.
She can create a menu off the top of her head in no time flat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very much an outgoing personality. I love talking to people and getting to meet people and just telling stories. And I know sometimes that gets me in a little bit of water when I tell stories for a little too long.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get distracted.
Not even just stories. You, like, talk to anyone and everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you make friends and then you don't leave them. I
virtually do not meet a stranger. For the most part, when I meet somebody, where it usually clicks.
Anyways. But generally, you have different skills, and you need to figure out which skill set is, so like for Tony, if you're talking to someone on the phone with Two Chef Mission, sometimes it's both of us, but most of the time it's Tony.
Yep.
And I just did an FAQ about this video, but 9 times out of 10, if you're getting a delivery from us, most of the time it's 10 times out of 10, is Tony.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm delivering to you, it's a mistake. It's not a mistake. Yeah. I'm the introvert to his extrovert.
Yes. And I think another pro with working as a couple is that you can share a lot of time together. Now, I will say this. Mm-hmm. In some cases, that is not a pro. That can be a very big con. It
could be really bad.
And
make sure you like your spouse if you're going to work with them.
Or just make sure you like being around them for very long periods of time. Because when you work a business together, you're going to be around each other dealing with all the nitty gritty all the time. And there's really no escaping it.
There's no escape. Yeah. It's definitely... And that's where it's, like, it's all about balance.
Yeah, for sure.
And you also have to set, because of the fact that you're working a business and then you're not working a business because you're also still married or in a relationship, however it is, right? You have to create boundaries, too.
Yeah.
So, for instance, if you ever worked in a kitchen, you know that it can get tense at times. Sometimes... You know, things happen. So, mistakes are made.
I mean,
it's
bound to happen in any field.
You know, I think we've all been chewed out by a chef before, right?
Yeah, or by a manager.
Or by a manager, depending on what field you're in, right? But the point being is that there's generally someone who's going to be in that take charge role, and there's going to be, I don't want to say sidekick, but, you know, in this sense, kind of sidekick. Sous chef to
the chef.
To the chef.
Basically your second in command in the business. Mm-hmm.
But so the thing is like for us, because we worked already together, where it was a similar role of like, okay, I'm in this case that at that setting it was I'm your expo.
Yeah.
So give me my food. And it better be right.
Exactly.
But we set boundaries of like when we're in the kitchen, we're in work mode. So like that tense mode of like get this stuff out and it needs to be done right. And if you mess up, then you're gonna not necessarily depending on the mess up, but you could. And the thing is we don't hold that over each other because that's just the beast of the kitchen. It just is what it is. Because kitchens are rough.
They can be ruthless.
We both are crazy and love it.
Yeah.
But
it's one of those things, like, if you can deal with super high stress, high pressure, high heat situations, then you can make it in the kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah, but also, like, if we're looking at a different setting, so, like, regular day-to-day business or things, or, you know, or if it's minor things, you have to be able to set aside that time of like, okay, these are things in our business that need to change or are going well, or things you have to be able to also take that constructive criticism dependent on who is in that kind of more upper role of
the person who's in charge.
Yeah, the person who's in charge ultimately, and so not have an ego in that sense.
You have to be able to take what is being told to you and not take it personally. Mm-hmm. And that's another big thing, like, if, again, especially from kitchen perspective.
Well, and especially in a relationship, that can be really challenging. Oh, so, yeah, like, for sure. If you already can't separate that, don't necessarily work with your work with your significant other. Because
at the end of the day, it's like, let's say, for example, Melissa's angry at me for something that I messed up in the kitchen, and she starts chewing me out. And if I were to take it personally, well, now my entire workday is affected by it. My deliveries, any phone calls I'm doing, any other prep that I'm doing in the kitchen now is going to decline, in the sense that I'm not going to be as productive and it's not going to be as efficient as it normally would be. But that's because if I were to take those things personally. Now, if I just take it for what it is and understand, oh, yeah, I messed up, and you know what, this is a valid response to it.
As well as, like, just keep moving forward throughout the day.
Exactly. Say, so, okay, took that mess up, not going to do it again. Going to make sure that I double-check things.
Yeah, so the upside, too, if I would say working together, is that, like, we both already know the shit we're dealing with stress and business things and stuff. So it's, we're both in it and are dealing with it. So you're not having to necessarily deal with everything on your own. So you already have that, like, partner who you're like, okay, these are the issues I'm having and I might need some help. Or, like, can I bounce ideas off of you or figure things? So, like, menu stuff. Like,
yeah, we bounce ideas off each other all the time.
Fun story is that, like, I come up with menus off the top of my head, but that also means that I bullshit menus off the top of my head, and then will be like, oh, this sauce will work. And then I have to create the sauce in my brain and then make it work. So you have to translate it. So there's been times where it's like, okay, this thing is throwing me off and I need to figure it out. And I'm thinking these things, but how do you feel? Well, you should do that. Because especially things like in the kitchen, because that's where we both have some more even ground, because we both know our skill and our food and and all of that. So it's good to have someone that's in it with you.
I definitely agree with that, because at the end of the day, you're looking to have the support of someone, and especially when you start a business, there's a lot, and I'm pretty sure there are some statistics out there. I didn't end up getting to, like, look it up, but there's definitely, if you don't have support from those closest to you, your business is more than likely going to fail. Unless you don't necessarily care about their opinions or
about their support. Yeah, I mean, there's that, but then also if you're... It makes it hard if you are getting, like, negative feedback all the time for, like, wanting to do your thing. So it's, that support is definitely important
and helpful. It's a benefit to have that constant growth and support. It's like with our business, there's a lot of things that... You know, we talk about as far as different ideas, potential other business ideas moving forward.
Crazy idea time.
Yeah, and it happens all the time.
And it's interesting because that's where I guess, like, you also see that we both have the creative side of things. Whereas you're more, of course, like, also, like, the tech savvy and stuff like that, and
I try to be tech savvy. Let's be serious. There's I mean, you figure it out for the most
part. So, whereas, like, for me, it's very much like the business oriented, as well as, like, because I can do all of the admin stuff, and as well as then create all the things.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Now, let's go on to some of the cons. Now, I would say probably one of the biggest con with working with your spouse or significant other in a business or working together as a couple is, and this correlates with the third one where it's like the balance and separation. If you can't separate the time that is business and separate the time that is family, there's probably going to be a lot of arguments because either one or the other is going to be continually pushing that business side to, hey, we need to do this, we need to do this, we need to do this. The next thing you know, you're working 16 hours in the day for your business, which, I mean, isn't unnatural to do.
Should I feel called out on this a little bit?
You might feel called out a little bit on it because they're, especially early on. I think
it's gotten better.
It has gotten better, but early on in our business, you were very much like 100% like, everything is the business and there's nothing else that we can do. Yeah, but
that's also like, on some level, that was also when you're in those like trenches of like, we have to get this out and things have to grow.
No, and I can see that. But and it's that still
annoying, well, it's also that annoying feeling of like, I don't deserve to
have time off.
I should just work myself to the bone. And you're like, that's really insane. I think
some people might call that a workaholic.
I'm pretty sure even still, like, with setting more boundaries, I'm still that.
You've gotten a lot better. In some cases, like, you do bring okay, let's kind of focus on work.
Yeah.
Even when it's later at night. Like, right now, to be completely honest, it's almost 10:30 and we're recording our podcast.
But
it's the time that it fits in our day. The kids are asleep.
Children are sleeping. We're
able to have dinner.
Because now we have to also fit in balance of, like, children. Yep. So like
time to play with them, figure out either going outside or which going somewhere
is where we can have a pro fun. To having your own business on many levels, because you set your own schedule.
No, that is a big pro.
Yeah, but no, it's setting the boundaries is not easy, but it is necessary.
Yes,
because otherwise you drive someone crazy.
And I mean, it's inevitable that you're going to have those times where you're looking at it and you're just consistently and constantly just pushing through and pushing through.
Yeah.
But learning that, okay, no, there you have to have time where either you can be a couple or you can be a family, but you have to have that time separated. Yeah. Because if you don't, then your business is gonna be the biggest strain on your marriage or your relationship.
Yeah.
You know, whatever stage in life you are.
Because there's like no relaxed time.
Yeah.
I would say like one of the others, as much as like you have to be able to have the conversations, I feel like it's kind of a con having to bring up performance of like job duties. If like your partner is not necessarily hitting their marks on things. So like it's a con in the sense of like it sucks to have to do.
Yeah.
Because you also like you don't want to like feel like you're getting punched in the gut.
No, for sure.
With someone. You don't. So it's significant other. But I think sometimes because it's, I guess it could go both ways. Because like, because it's your significant other, I guess I say it could go both ways, because I could see that some people would like be like much harsher on their spouse or partner. Whereas like, I feel like for us, it's kind of like, okay, how can I go about this where it doesn't come across that I'm like just
chewing you apart?
Yeah. When it's like, okay, no, but for these things, like we have to change them,
right?
Or in order to grow, we have to do these things. Yeah, sure. Because that avoiding those conversations, which I would definitely be a con, it's detrimental to your business, but also it will all like snowball into your relationship. So
yeah, no,
it's very much like, I would say that the pros can all very equally be cons if you are not able to figure out the way things go. And I think that that's where having your own things.
Yeah.
Is definitely.
And I think that's, mm-hmm. you know, leads perfectly into, you know, that balance and separation
mm-hmm.
where you really do need to be able to separate your business between X person and Y person. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, the other is going to have strengths that you may not have. And when you can rely on that person and know that you can trust them to do the things that they're going to do
mm-hmm.
and that the things that they need to do in your business, it's going to not only help build your trust with each mm-hmm. other, but it's going to solidify that as a couple, you guys know you guys are meant to be together and you guys know that you guys can deal with whatever is thrown at you.
Mm-hmm.
And so from a marriage perspective, like, I mean, like I said at the beginning, we've been married coming on 7 years this November. And with some of the stuff we've had to deal with business, I can only imagine what it would have done to a couple who was not strong enough and ready and willing to deal with the adversity of owning a business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I'm sorry. I'm like, I had a thought.
No, it's fine.
And man, pregnancy brain.
Yeah, it happens. And
especially, It's the worst. Like, I don't, people who are like, it doesn't really, it's like, why does my brain do this? Where I'm like, remember the thing. Forgets the thing.
Yeah. Well, I think
it had to do with balance and separation.
I mean, I think it's also with the territory of, you know, you being like 6 months pregnant now. Like, you're
it's almost like heavily, heading towards 7 months, which I'm like, exactly. Oh my gosh.
I was like, you're heavily but, in.
Yeah. But like with the separation and stuff, like for instance, like we have those boundaries in place. So like, for instance, when I was asked a question about like stuff with delivery, I was like, that is not a me question. That is a Tony question. Yep. Because I don't do the deliveries, which is fine. Because, like, in general, I know how deliveries work and stuff. But channel, like, command of, like, that yeah. channel goes to Tony and not to me. Yeah. If you have an issue.
Like an order issue.
If it.
Then it's talk to me or me. Reach out to it's Melissa talk directly. To
whoever, because we got to we'll deal with it. Because we'll both
figure it out.
Because yeah. we got to deal with it. But we very much have that. It's just like phone calls and stuff.
Yep.
I might have a paper written, but that's a Tony. Because for me, I'm a back office.
Yeah.
Honeybooks, emails, she's and stuff. Very
much, if you want to really communicate really well with Melissa, you deal with her in the emails, you deal with her on the back office side of things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very much the one, like mm-hmm. I said, I'm the extrovert. I'm the one in front of people. I love getting to see people.
Yeah. Yeah. So, also on-site. Yeah. Like, oh, if yeah. you're, if you book an on-site.
I'm like, always going to be the one there. Unless it's a large group, then you will get both here. Of us.
Both of us.
Yep. Unless Melissa's out. Still pregnant.
But see, the thing.
Or had just given birth. Unless
I'm still pregnant. I've done on-sites while I was pregnant.
Or given birth.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you need that time to rest and recuperate. And but, again, back to the separation yeah, in life. You gotta be able to figure that out.
I will say the other pro for, but it's very, I guess, to us, is like, having an extrovert to your introvert is very nice because, going to events or things, it's uncomfortable, but you're like, okay, I have to do it because I'm a business owner, so I have to do the thing. But having someone who, like, helps break the ice
yeah.
definitely helps make it
a smoother transition
yeah.
into less, getting into less those events.
Anxious transition.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's definitely a pro. But we really try with the balance and separation. Like, we separate our roles.
Yeah.
Like, and then we really try to balance things by having time for family. And, like, we try to set date nights. That's not, we're not amazingly great at that.
No, but... we need to get better at that. And by that, I need to get better at that. And I understand that. But it's one of the other big things when it comes to balance and separation is, you know, figuring out maybe a day where either you put your business on pause or you just do light office work.
Yeah, take in those days off.
Like, enjoy some time away from your office.
Like, and unless...
if your office is at home, just, you know, figure out where you can separate that office in your home.
Yeah, but also, like, if you... because obviously there's some people who, like, work mini chunks, like, of the day, so it's like they have a lot more time, because depending on what you're doing, whether like you're doing it in batches or chunks, so it could be a little bit different. But like for us, we have set aside Tuesdays and Thursdays as days off. We split days because we're also working as a two-person business.
Yeah, and so but, we try to do that.
But we, for a long time, didn't have any days off.
No, for a long
time. And then you overfill your schedule. It was
seven days a week. Constantly. Yeah. Just literally going.
And then it's like, oh, boundaries, I should set those.
Yeah, and that's honestly where we learned that, okay, no, we really need to set this.
Otherwise, we're never going to get to doing it. Especially, like, with the kids, because, like... we'd be like, oh, we should go to the park, or we should do this thing, and you're like, but I have to do all these, like, hours of work, and do all this craziness, and that's not gonna happen. Whereas now, we have, were you, like, just holding in a yawn?
I was. I didn't want it to be super loud.
I saw your face, and I was like, what just happened?
I didn't want it to be super loud on the microphone, okay?
It's all good. I just was curiosity, you know? But that's the, leading towards tips, our tips would be, take time for yourself and your family and your relationship. Because
absolutely.
Because it makes all the difference, because you're more likely to have issues and fights and arguments and stuff like, and get like snippy with each other if you don't take that time. Because then you hit this massive wall of burnout.
Yeah.
And then you just stay there because you are working forever.
Yeah.
Because
now this is, of course, our business specifically. There could be times where we're up as late as, you know, 11:30 midnight, finishing up whatever prep needed to be done. Mm-hmm. And then waking up the next morning at 4:00 in the morning, 5:00 in the morning. To be able to get started on the day, and
plus our children,
when you run on limited hours of sleep,
plus our children don't let us sleep in.
No, they don't. They usually wake us up around 5:30.
Yeah.
But when you're running on limited hours of sleep in a high stressful environment, because running a business is not just a walk in the park. There's a lot of stress involved. There's a lot of things that are moving within that business.
It's very much like if you're expecting it to be easy.
It's going to be a rude awakening.
You listened to a bunch of liars if you thought it was going to be easy. Yeah,
I don't know who you were talking to, but...
because it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of continuous work. Because, so, like, you look at businesses, or you look at successful people, and you're like, oh, it looks so easy. It's not. It's so many hours and so much. Like, you basically, for us, it's like, we basically bleed two-chef mission. Because, and then you also are like, okay, I'm doing this thing, but, like, what's the next thing? Because we have to keep growing. Because if you're not learning and growing and, like, going somewhere, you can't just sit.
Yeah, you become stagnant, and you can't be stagnant while in business. You need to be able to be flexible and adjust and go with the flow.
And you also have to, like, be able to be there. So, like, tips, right? First tip was take time for yourself.
Yeah.
I was like, gotta go backwards and rewind. Taking time for yourself as well as your family and your relationship and things like that, which would include take time, like take days off.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because, honestly, even if you're looking at it and you're like, oh, but I'm not, like, making the money I want and I have to do all of this. The problem is that if you hit burnout, like, you're not going to be putting the effort into, because you're going to be like, I can't do it, I'm just exhausted. And you're like, because you're hitting burnout.
Also, it ends up becoming a thing where the quality of work that you're putting out is going to be severely affected. And you're not going to be able to put out what you would actually want your clients to have. And by that, your standards are going to start diminishing. And it's just going to become a snowball effect of, you know, burnout, self-sabotage, feeling like almost like imposter syndrome. Like, why am I a business owner? I shouldn't even be a business owner. I don't know what's going on.
At different times you will
feel feel all of those things at some point.
But yeah, you need time off.
Yeah.
Because you need to be able to recharge. It's also a mental health thing. Like, set separation and boundaries of, like, answering messages from people. And, like, do you have a tip?
Within that last bit, I would say basically that leads perfectly into setting office hours. Understanding, like, be respectful of office hours that you want for your business.
Yeah, well, you have to respect your business and yourself before anyone else is going to also respect your business and also yourself.
Actually treat it like a business.
Yeah.
Because if you're treating it just like a hobby or a side hustle, might be able to make some money, but you're not going to be fully successful.
Side hustle can be a little bit different because, like, side hustle, you're doing that in the bits of time. But if you're treating it like a hobby, it's going to be a hobby and it's not going to be. Like a side hustle, you're still working it. You're just like, okay, I got to do it in these times. So don't treat it like a hobby.
Yeah.
So you want it, because you're not going to get paid at first, necessarily, right? You're not. And it's going to take a long time to get there. So the thing is, like, you have to pretend like, and not even pretend like, you have to work like you're getting paid what you're getting paid, because if you're not, you're never going to. Because you have to continue to up-level yourself into that. So
that's a perfect segue into personal growth. Do personal growth, build yourself up.
But also do it together.
Yes.
Because I've heard this, and it's like, and it feels pretty true, but it's like you're either growing together
or you're growing apart.
So, like, you can't have just one of you doing all of the work.
No.
It has to be balanced, and that's where, like, figure out what each other's strengths are.
Yep.
Because then you can separate your tasks, because then you're not both, like, going crazy over the exact same things. You've got, okay, you have their tasks, they have your tasks, their tasks.
Yeah, exactly.
And it works out, because otherwise you're going to be fighting the whole time.
And that's not good. You don't want to be in a business, especially with somebody that, you know, you love or somebody that you're looking to share a life with. You don't want to be fighting all the time, because that is going to just create leaps and bounds of separation and unbalance within your life. I think that's a good one.
Because you're each going to have specific strengths and then weaknesses.
Yeah.
So hopefully, like, we've kind of balanced it. Like, you know, weakness for me is, like, dealing with people.
And, you know, that's...
like, in the, like, face-to-face form. Strength for Tony is talking to people and things like that. But organization, it's more me.
That's a her, for sure.
Than Tony.
I am not organized. And, you know, it's the kind of segues perfectly in how we make it work within our own business. And like Melissa said, you know, she's more organized, so she takes on more of the organizational role, And I am very much more the extrovert, and I can talk to people all day. So I take on more of the upfront customer service role, where I am directly in communication with a lot of our clients. And a lot of them have met me in person, or have met even one, if not both, of our boys when I take them on deliveries with me. That's true. So it's very much, we have to, in our business, we basically started creating these pockets of discipline where we understand, okay, Melissa's taking on more of the office work. So she's taking on that. I'm going to go ahead and take more of the kitchen work. And then when I handle deliveries, to give Melissa more time to focus on what needs to be done, I'll take the boys with me. Or I'll just take one of them while the other one hangs out.
It's very much a give and take.
Yeah.
And which is, I mean, which is a relationship in general.
Right. But there's also a lot of, like, ebb and flow and...
Well, you also have to be able to realize that you're not always going to be 100% on your game. That's like, a big there's one. Days, especially having gone through, this is our third pregnancy, right?
Yeah.
You know, one first trimester, we were just like exhaustion level. So then it's like,
I had to, you have to,
that balance of like, okay, I'm exhausted and I'm going to bed and I'm sorry, but okay, bye.
I definitely had to flex a lot within her first trimester with, you know, baby number three.
Why it was different, because it was, we were, like, more everywhere with different things. But Elias, I was not as tired, but it's just, like, and it's, you have to be in for, like, the, whatever. And it's also, like, it's this whole, like, you know, you have to be able to go, it's a go with the flow of things changing, because it's, like, you know... You're at an event cooking for a person, and you're like, this may or may not be something. I could be going into labor, or maybe not.
Yeah.
And then Wyatt was born the next day. So, yeah. So, you also have to, so it's like having that support. So, it's, that's where that pro comes in, of having someone who is there to help you through stuff, because... communication is definitely, like, tip, make sure you know how to communicate with your partner
effectively. Sure you know how to communicate effectively with your partner,
because, like, we almost, like, on many levels, relationship wise look at it like, as if we can't communicate with each other, that's the big problem.
That is one of, the way we see it is that one of the biggest problems in a relationship. If you can't communicate well with each other,
that's probably not gonna work very well.
Yeah
So, like, we make it work by always
making sure that talking. We understand each other, and we understand what the other one is seeing,
and we know, like, if, like I said, so, like, when I'm like, I might be going into labor, might not be, we'll see that we're communicating very clear signs, you know. When Tony, other fun story, when Tony was like, my face is, like, really swollen.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm in massive pain. And I was like, that's not good. And then we got wisdom teeth removed, right?
Yeah. That was,
So, that's where you
balance
on both sides.
Yeah, and there's just...
So, it's expect the unexpected of... life, and be able to work it out with each other, because you're gonna have sick kids, you're gonna get sick, and you have to deal with crazy stuff.
Yeah And it's definitely one of those that you want to be able to deal with whatever comes your way. And I think one of the best examples or quotes that I have heard on this specifically would be one of Bruce Lee's quotes.
It's like, are you gonna be water?
Talking about being like water, and just really being able to be formless and fill the mold of what you're put into. because that is going to help your business immensely to be able to take on whatever role you have to get thrown into.
Man, you like a true waterbender.
Yeah.
Right? But it's true.
Yeah.
It's very true.
And honestly, I think that that pretty much sums up some of the best ways that we make it work, not only with our own business and being a couple in a business, but also being able to have a life together where we're, like I said, constantly around each other and not want to, you know, have these huge arguments or even want to, in some cases, rip each other's throat out.
Yeah.
That gets a little crazy. But at the end of the day, you want to be able to make sure that you are strong as a couple, because the stronger you are as a couple, the stronger your business can be working it together.
Yeah. And if you're ever wondering how to better know how to communicate or be able to work or do things with your couple, your with your significant other in business or not, great tools for you are 5 languages of love.
Yes.
Figure out your significant other's love language. Yeah. We happen to both be quality time.
Yeah.
So there's that. Figure out their personality, right? Because then you find out if they're introverted, extroverted, thinking, feeling, all that stuff, right?
Exactly.
And then also you can do their color test as well.
Right.
Because there's so many different things. But the great part of that is that, like, it's all these aspects of personality. And it teaches you a lot.
It really does. And knowing a lot of what we know through a lot of those different sort of, like, personality tests or, you know, psychological tests, we end up being able to...
Are they psychological tests?
I think in some cases they are.
Like, but I don't know.
I know that at the end of the day, knowing what each other's love language is...
Yeah, it's a really good book. We recommend reading it together.
Yes, that's absolutely what we did. That's one of the best things that we've done. Mm-hmm. Not, you know, of course, outstanding from having kids and, you know, just enjoying vacation in life with each other.
But it's definitely worth a book.
It helped so much to understand what the other person in a relationship was looking for.
Because relationships aren't easy.
No, they're not.
And then when you throw in a business, it gets even more not easy.
Exactly. But, well, we hope that you guys enjoyed it. If you're catching us on our video podcast, on her vodcast.
What?
Our vodcast.
Our vodcast.
Or vidcast. I'll call it a vidcast. Why not? Make sure that you guys go ahead and leave a like and subscribe to our channel. And that way we can continue to create more quality content like this as we continue.
And it was like, and if you like us enough and don't think we're too crazy, you could always follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or
TikTok,
any of our social medias.
Well.
Yep. Until next time, keep it 100% fresh.
's for listening. If you loved this podcast, please give us a review. We love being able to offer new content, and we hope you enjoy it as much as we enjoy making it. So any support helps, from sharing the podcast to donating on anchor.fm or checking out Two Chef Mission meal plans on our website, twochefmission.com. Until next time, keep it 100% fresh.